Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 20, verses 6 and 7. God said, I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. The word commandment sounds demanding and perhaps even harsh, and so we need to be clear that God's motivation was lavish, unfailing love. When I think back to my childhood, I recall that my father had some very clear principles. The most major amongst them was showing respect to my mother, and if I said or did anything that suggested less, I'd know about it. There is absolutely no question that his reaction was based on love for my mother and also love for me, although it could seem and feel quite harsh at the time. In a similar way, God insists that his name must be given absolute respect, and the penalties for showing disrespect would be very severe. Some devout Jews have taken this commandment to mean that we shouldn't use the word God at all, but that seems unnecessary. What matters is that we use the name of God with ultimate respect. This is hard to achieve in a society which constantly makes jokes about God and frequently uses his name as an expletive. I don't believe that we will achieve anything helpful by lecturing the people about us and telling them how offensive we find their language. I believe our best approach is to ensure that we always use the name of God with care and respect. I like to take every opportunity to say to people, God bless you, in the hope that they'll see how much God means to me. However brief the encounter, I've found that it's normally possible to use the greeting even at a petrol station counter. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us always to speak your name with love and respect and to encourage others to do the same. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you could catch me at any time on podcast. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.